Request for the 250. I'm going to go through that, or Danny can item by item.
I'd like for you to, because you get the, you got them wrote up there with the numbers. I've got them here. And we finally, finally matched with his.
I'm so excited about getting to stay in the hospital and get that channel changer.
You leave me there?
No. It sits in my chair. What are you talking about? Debbie would have a fit if she thought I told someone she is. Guys? That's Barney Naoti's favorite candy. He used to come in and grab those off my desk. Unbelievable. Like a, he's a soft candy.
What do you get for your total expenses?
We changed a lot of lines yesterday. Okay. Day before, triple days ago.
We want to go down the line then.
We need to go line by line.
Okay.
Let's start at, if I read your R&B trust fund balance right, it's $9,228,135.90. Excellent. We're looking at changing the different sales tax revenues in each fund to 6.7 and 6.5. I was kind of concerned this morning on January's level being 5% down from 2012. Melanie sent that out a little while ago.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, we may have done that last year, too.
Oh, it fluctuates up and down. You think you'd be able to predict that?
If we do 6.7, here's my thinking. It's 200,000 more revenues. If we're down a little, fortunately, we're in a county where we have enough that we carry over that we're okay. If we're up a little, it's, we're all right. So,
we put
sales tax revenue $6,700,000.
Yeah, okay, so I need to do that in all the different funds.
Yeah, and I haven't done all the funds yet, but I need to also.
Well, I will.
That would also mean that $1,675,000. He's right here.
Okay.
$6.7 million?
Yeah.
Reimbursement zero. Utility for that $200,000. Motor vehicle sales tax $150,000. Motor vehicle fee increase, $120,000. Cars, $850,000. Flood control, $5,500. Reimbursement national, $470,000. Voice cap, $0. Transfer to R&D, $25,000. Interest in transfer to R&D.
Transfer to R&D, that's it. Both come from sewer, transportation, county revenues.
So those are revenues that are forthcoming from there. Okay. Interest income, $75,000. By the way, it's $2,500. Reimbursement from sewer project, $3,000. I don't know what they want. Any sewer project that we're going to work for. Why was it?
I know that, and I'm guessing that this is where that goes. I know that the sewer department pays Road Bridge for some of the guys being on the haul. And I'm guessing that
if there's a major breakdown on a sewer line bust or anything like that, it's kind of like an emergency type situation. They call R&B and R&B runs over and fix it, and they reimburse R&B for that time.
Why would that be any different than a transfer to R&B from sewer district?
Well, that's because this is not a transfer. It comes directly through the utilities. It's a check there.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was the sign on the bottom of the
building.
Yeah.
The second page.
The second page?
Yeah.
It's R-I-C-K. You want to raise the
final one?
The transfers to Road and Bridge is from those departments that utilize Road and Bridge, and we're transferring from their fund to R&B for the work that was done?
Yeah, yeah. I'll give you some ideas. I think that they haul part of Donna's signs on election, or part of Donna's equipment on elections, and you pay them in the election. But I know that they've done work for Renetti in certain areas, and so they come to the side.
So is that?
It's transfers from GCR.
I understand.
And Ron, it's like you approve every one of these.
I know, but it just seems to me like we're all one big family. And
well, we all want to be but in all honesty, Ron, you know, my feeling is I didn't have the charter for our administration to come back and we don't do that. I feel like if we do a good job of accounting for that, I think we should do that. And Kathy does a good job of accounting for it. Sometimes Donna makes corrections when she gets those time sheets.
Was that sale of town and property zero? Were you guys talking about changing that yesterday? That we might actually sell something?
We need to change that because he said that we'd be selling four trucks
and two
dump trucks.
What amount do you think we should put in, I guess?
I'd say 25 would be an easy estimate. I mean, yeah, maybe less, maybe more.
25, Daniel?
Yeah, that's fine.
Let's put it in that line. Marine gas tax, we received zero. I'm the one that said I followed down on that. I have
to. No, we did get, according to my figures, we got 27,689.94.
What?
You don't have it because it came in evidently in December.
I also, those are my yellow papers.
Okay. Go ahead.
I am delighted because we didn't get any of that paper for it.
26.
No, we got about 27,000 in 2011. We got about 27,000. We got just a little less in 2012.
Go ahead.
Who's that guy telling me we weren't getting our money?
You need to.
I had no idea.
Push
I
mean, back.
No idea.
26 what, Ron? Ray?
27,689.94.
Right.
That seemed like a small amount, knowing the marine gas tax. I don't know. You and I talked about that a lot.
29,000.
Wait a second here. Let me get back up here. I'm on the wrong line of all things. Now, give me the number again. 27,000.
That's what we got in 2012.
That's not what we're budgeting then.
I know, but what we're budgeting is what?
Budgeting 29,000.
$29,000, okay.
going to talk with the Department of Revenue about where the rest of our money is. So I hope that we have a vigorous discussion. I truly believe probably a big part of our revenues are going to Stonetown, and that the gas that's sold over in a couple of those areas is not credited to us, and it should be. But anyway, AFLAC, zero. Miscellaneous other revenues, $25,000, which means that new total would be
$8,200.
Correct. We've still got salary expense, one figure, $2 million. Then the next group follows exactly what had been budgeted, so it's $28,400 subtotal. Next group is going to change. Hand tools, $3,000 instead of $8,000. Equipment repair, $125,000 instead of $180,000. Office equipment, $10,500. Vehicle maintenance, $180,000. Zero on truck cars. $550,000 on equipment purchase, $7,000 on safety equipment, $3,000 on GIS mapping, $500 on carpentry division, for a total of, I believe, $879,000. And training's going to stay the same, $3,000. Other expense, there are some changes. Now, I'm going to ask you this question first, right before we go down through these. We have, down at the bottom, at the end of the budget, a section of lines called employee benefits. I wish you'd consider taking these employee benefits that are up here and other and then lumping them down there with, because we've got a number of benefits up here that just so that they're all due. All right, right now we've got loggers, $275,000. Dental, employee part, zero. Workers' comp, $90,000.
Instead of 175?
Correct.
You know, we spent $149 last year.
No, but I thought that we got that $90,000 from what they sent us on the bill to pay. That's where, if I'm wrong, we need to change that.
I don't recall seeing that, so maybe it's something I didn't see. Maybe I just didn't pay attention to it. But
that was from a bill, an invoice, that we put this down in.
We did this month ago.
Mm-hmm. You must have been out when you
I tell you what, why don't you check that? And if it's different, put it back in there, Rick, from what it should be. Is that right, guys? Because we want to make sure that we've got money in there for that. Unemployment, $25,000. Three zeros down to road striping is $40,000. Four zeros then down to a bond, $250. Liability insurance, $45,000. Vehicle insurance, $25,000. Did I read that right?
Mm-hmm.
Recording fees, $1,000.
You skip to insurance.
$60,000 insurance vehicles.
$50,000.
$60,000. $1,000
for many. So, I had already spent $113,000 on that also.
No, insurance
for the vehicles.
No. Okay, you make a note on that one as well? I'm pretty sure that we had a breakdown that came in, and that's where those figures came from. If not, and if you change that, let us know so we can change these books, please. Service charges.
Recording fees.
$1,000. Service charges, $5,000. Buildings and grounds, $35,000. Signs, $20,000. Subcontracting, zero. Title fees, $100,000. Personal property acquisition, $5,000. Radio licenses, zero. Transfers to GCR, zero. Matter of fact, zero is all the way down to contingency fund. $2 million for the time being. Engineering services, $50,000. Electricity, $25,000. Heating fuel, $9,500. Plumbing, $1,000. Lubrication, $25,000. Water sewer, $1,000. Cleaning solvents, $5,000. Cold mix, hot mix, $800,000. Concrete, $15,000. Culverts, $25,000. Fences, $5,000. Guardrails, $75,000. Lumber, $2,000. Rentals, $10,000. Road materials, $15,000. Road oil, $650,000. Chips, $200,000. Now, where it says fill dirt, we'd like you to change that, if you would, to finish dirt, because we don't buy any fill dirt. We're just slash finish dirt.
We bought that shaker that filled with our own work, where we used to have to go buy it. We can get a lot of use out of just what we take in. So.
It's for how much?
$1,000. Salt, $50,000. Steel, $5,000. T Highway, $0. Fuel, $375,000. Mechanical parts, tools, $65,000. That's a change. Surveys, $10,000. Ransom Meadows TIF, $100,000. Ransom Hills TIF, $459,000. Ransom Landing TIF, $370,000. Drug testing, $2,000. Bond reimbursement, $1,000. What is that, Rick?
Anytime that someone brings in, they're going to go under or through road of ours and require the bond so that we can make sure that that sticks back. And so when they do what they're supposed to do, we pay the bond back to them.
So it's something that we take and we cash and then pay back? Or is it something we just put in a safe and then hand them?
I hope they don't just put in a safe and have them checked. I'm sure that they know when it comes in. We get revenues and sure. I'll check.
If we cut that under, what we should have it at?
I would leave it at $10,000 because
say we have now that we understand.
I'm guessing that $10,000 is about what he's holding right now. In fact, we might have to take them all out, but don't know that.
Let's move it back to
$10,000.
Yep.
Have you talked to Randy about all this?
Yep. He didn't know what that was.
Shouldn't be on our revenues though.
Oh well, there would be a revenue someplace in bonds. Mm-hmm. Bonds in. I'll look and see what comes in. I'll talk to Kathy and find out what that is for sure. I mean, I know that's what it is. I'll find out if she brings it in a certain line, where she puts it in. She may bring it in to this lady, Southern.
Shop supplies, $25,000. Casey Road, $0. Now, where it says Taney Como, Rick, since we're not using that for the Taney Como Bridge anymore, what we're trying to do is find a number. We'll leave that to you, but it will be for TCTAB. Is that right? Is that the right line?
Yeah, transportation.
Yeah, I'll use a different line because I still have to carry that Taney Como one more year because it's...
Okay. So we want $10,000 for TCTAB. But your total on
did you have any capital movements in there?
Yes.
5053, did you have anything in that?
5053?
Yeah. Okay. That's where I had it, I guess we said. So yes. Yeah. I had in my notes earlier, and I have it here, that you want to have a legal services line. And you didn't address that, so.
I don't see it in the legal. I definitely need to have one.
I put that right underneath the engineering services. I haven't got a number for it yet, but if you want to have to.
You can draw it in, what they call the legal.
Legal services. Yeah, I suspect the captain's been coding all that professional services, which is no problem. But this fine too.
It'd be real nice to break that out. Why don't we, let's say, $25,000? This is for any lawsuits that we deal with. Deal with everybody.
No, I know what.
It's just about
there. Yeah.
Let's make it $25,000.
Okay.
But so I'm still going to need a new total other expense.
And total other expense then.
I have your number.
Same thing. Oh, we're on to something there.
What is it again?
$6,046,850.
So I'm
$150,000
over.
Let's run down the line real quick.
Let's start at the top of that.
Beginning of the very budget. I was just talking other expense.
Let's just do other expense.
$275,000, $90,000, $25,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000, $0,000
You guys, any of you guys
want to call? 36,850.
Well,
I'll have to go down and get some good, strong stuff, so okay. Thanks, though. $6,046,850.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go through that last little group real quick.
I got Social Security at $150,000. Zero.
Before you go on, I think that's going to be closer to 180 this year, and the reason I say that is because that should be the employee's part. Now, never mind. The employee's part is actually going to go, it's going to be 2% more because they do the system quick thing.
But that would be with helping the employees,
right? Helping them, but never mind.
Do you still think we're short at 150, right?
No, I think we're probably all right.
Right. 150,000, zero. 375,000, Michael Copart. Flex plan fees, zero. 25,000. And then I want $550,000 in total employee benefits. We're looking at employee benefits at the bottom. In this budget, and I was asked this morning, and I know that you probably were approached with that too, although we're talking a minuscule amount compared to this budget, but still, how many employees have we got in the RV now?
58,
probably. Between 53 and 58. All right.
No, not that I'll be okay.
You want that shirt, Bob?
It's got a back end.
It's got a back end.
Yeah, I could have something.
That one in my office is a good one.
Go ahead.
Okay, whatever.
Why don't you sit, or can you get up?
Yeah, I
can. Why don't you sit, but we want to see which one they should have.
I have no idea what causes that.
Turn that off.